And I'm happy to see some new faces. Not that the old faces were bad, but it's nice to see new faces too. I have a couple from North Tonawanda. Wow, that's good. Get a prize for the farthest. We have a young man from our area, Martville, New York. Is that where you, Martville, New York, you know, downtown Martville. Martville probably is equal to Black Creek, or, you know, another one of those. It says, welcome to Martville on both sides of the sign. Praise the Lord. His brothers are, the Kyle brothers are on, I have a youth volleyball league. Well, it's anybody can come, but it's largely youth. And his brothers come out to play volleyball. So I see them a lot. They're good boys, good kids. So anyway, I'm happy to see you. If you haven't met me, my name's Paul Scott. You probably have heard that. My lovely wife is in the back. Lucy, can you stand up for, we've been married for 34 years almost, 34 years. She's the one. She's the good one. She makes it happen. If I do anything, if I look good, it's her, and so on and so forth. You know, I pray for her. She's waiting to get her hips replaced, both her hips. She's kind of grinding bone on bone, and by the end of the day, she's really in pain because of the governor's laws and stuff. We haven't been able to get in and do that, but it's my turn to take care of her. She's been taking care of me and hospitalization and stuff for about 2 years. So, praise the Lord.
Yeah,
I'm so glad. I'm just so happy. I feel just emotional. I usually have a joke to open up, you know, kind of break the ice, but I can't think of any good jokes. I can only think of my one St. Patrick's Day joke. I probably have told it. Are you Irish? Anybody Irish here? Here it comes. All right. If you're Irish, don't give it up. Let the other people try, okay? What's Irish and stays out all night? Haven't I said this before? Why, it's Patty O'Furniture. You can see why I'm not invited back very often. Isaiah chapter 6. If you have a Bible, I hope you do. Would you go to Isaiah chapter 6? It's my blessing to be associated. I feel like this is my home away from home church. I love it. I love this area. I love what Pastor Asquith and Pastor Hain are doing, and I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that God is glorified and you're edified. Amen. Mission accomplished. Life is good. By the way, I'm having so much fun. The offering that Pastor Hain gave to me, and I probably gave to my wife so I don't lose it, it's going to a widow in Vietnam. And we're having so much fun giving money away. Isn't that great? I'd love to give your money away. Isn't that fun? I'm really having fun at that. So you'll get a thank you note. Pastor and Miss Ruth Ann know this lady. In fact, she's probably prepared meals for us. And her husband died in the COVID, and her son Fu is seriously ill, and she's a widow indeed. She didn't have money before, and she's got less money now. And so praise the Lord. I'm glad we could help. I'm glad we could be a blessing to other people, you know? Isaiah chapter 6, let me pray and we'll get started. Lord, thank you again. Lord, I'm all a Twitter with just being up here and being in the presence of these dear people, my friends. Lord, I pray that you'd make the message clear. Give the hearers ears to hear, that it would be profitable for them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. Very famous verse. We'll start there, but we're going to back out of it. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom, now there's a whom, not a whom. Whom means the Lord is responsible for the verb. Whom is simply receiving the work. The Lord wants to send. He'll take that responsibility. Whom shall I send? Now check this out. And who will go? Who will, what person will take my offer? My offer is I'll send. Who will take that and go? Who will take that verb and go? Then said I, here am I, send me. I think 1,000 missions conferences are launched with this verse. But I want to preach it right this time. I want to do it right. So you want to back up to chapter 6, verse 1. I have a message that I preached it lately, last couple months, I think. And I just think it's necessary. And I think it's profitable for you. It's profitable for me to prepare it. Chapter 6, verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died. Whoa, stop right there. In the year King Uzziah died. What does that mean? King Uzziah was a king in Jerusalem for 52 years. 52 years. He wasn't always good. Did some good things, some not so good things. But one thing was always constant. The king was, that king, that man was there in Jerusalem. You could count on it. Well, all the other things, all the stuff going on in the northern kingdom, oh, it's not good. All the other things going on in the world and all this. The one stable thing in that nation was the king would be found at Jerusalem. He would rule. And then he died. It changed. I can't help but to think that our world is similar to that.
Yeah.
Our constants, things that we, I know it's an overused term, but our normal is gone. There was a time in Uzziah's reign that the military was strong. They were building. They had some relative strength compared to other militaries and so on. But it was always constant. Whether you liked him or not, he was there. And then he's not. The last year, I've done a lot of memorial services. Not a lot, but I've done memorial services. And we've said goodbye to many friends. Either COVID or old age, or some people are just younger. And the things that we do, like travel to Vietnam, I haven't been able to travel. It's going to open up soon, I think. Maybe next month, but it's been tough. The normal's just not there. Now, I complain about that, and you might complain about your situation, but it's really, really minor, isn't it? Compared to what some of you have. Some of you have lost people that you really love, family members, husbands, spouses, and wives, and children. In the year King Uzziah died, oh, it was a tough time. Imagine how the people felt. Imagine if you were putting yourself at Jerusalem at that time. The king, after 52 years, I mean, there was so much lamenting for Abraham Lincoln when he was shot. He was the president for 5 years? 5 years. Imagine a king for 52 years. How shook up they were. Distress. If you look around at all, you see our political situation in our country and our world is crazy. Amen? I don't have to paint the picture. You see the moral decline. There's things on commercials on TV that are just unheard of. Things that I couldn't... I'm counseling people, how can I say this nicely, that we never even address these things in Bible school. Mm-hmm. Pastor, what do? My daughter wants to become my son. Yeah. You know where I'm going? Wow. It's tough, isn't it? Our normal is changing. With the weather, of course, up and down in this area, COVID, all the distresses that brings to people. And one, the widow that we're raising money for, her husband, Bao Chao's father, Jeremiah, he got COVID, and they sent him to the hospital, and they couldn't visit him, they couldn't call, they didn't hear anything from him for 8 days. They had no idea how he's doing. Apparently, he died right after he got there. The hospital called them and said, "This is the hospital. We're coming over tomorrow." "Oh, we?" "Yeah. Me and the technician were handing out the urns. We incinerated your husband. What do you call it? You know, and his ashes are in this urn. Where do you want it?" That was the first they heard. Wow, you know? It's tough. I'm painting a bleak picture because our view around us is sad. It's hard. I don't want to be discouraging for the younger people because they got their whole life ahead of them, right? But the view is tough right now. It'd be like the normal isn't normal anymore, you know?
Right.
But I love this. This is what I came to tell you. You knew all of that.
Right.
But this is what I came to tell you. I saw also, I have that vision. I can see that. But also, there's a second thing I see it. I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. Whoa! And his train filled the temple. A different view. Sometimes it takes a shaking of our earthly views, of our things that we hold to, our reserve of money or our reserve of relations. I always had that person to go to, now I don't. I always had that little extra money that was there, you know. Now I don't. I always had good health. Now I don't. I have a cardiologist. He's from another country, but he works here. Told me the other day, I have I got heart disease. I got. You open any medical book, my picture's on every page. But the guy goes, "Well, Mr. Scott, you could die any minute. Or you could die at any moment." I said, "Well, I hope so. I hope not today, but I hope to die in a moment. You know, let me be a grease spot in the road in the morning. Let me go. I don't want to go slowly. Take me home, Lord. Quick. I don't want to delay it out. I don't want all these hoses and stuff. I mean, I've had enough of that junk, you know? Take me home, Lord." And I don't know if he understood what I was saying, but yeah, I hope I do go quickly. But I hope it's not today. I still have grandchildren to see. By the way, we have 10 grandchildren now. Praise God. But it's just that way. Some of the constants that we're accustomed to, especially in relationships. Old so-and-so, we just buried last week, my owl. When I took a pastorate temporary, I looked for the owl. Who's the owl? I want the oldest guy. Where's the old guy? I've got all these younger guys. Where is the old guy? Well, he's going to quit. He wanted to quit. He waited for the old pastor to quit so that he could quit too. He wouldn't hurt him. So I went to the owl's house, and I knocked on his door, and I said, you can't quit. I need you. We need you. And I talked him into staying, and he did. And he earned the reputation as the owl. He would write his letters, the owl, and, you know, just to have that wisdom, just like other Wilcox and some, you know what I mean? Those guys, yeah, they're not going to set the world afire, but it's like a veteran on the sports team when it's overtime. You want the veteran playing. Yes. You want the wise owl on the team. Bob graduated. He went home to the Lord. I'm sure that you could tell me how the last few years has affected your life. I'm sure we could be here all day talking about our losses, our hurts. Amen? We won't be, by the way. We're not going to do that. But let me tell you, I saw also, yeah, that's the way it looks here. I saw God on the throne. I saw another vision. High and lifted up. We tend to look down. What was it? I think it might have been your pastor or maybe somebody else. I think I heard your pastor once. One of them took his wife to Niagara Falls. And on the Canadian side of the falls is a nice walk down the river from the falls to the down the gorge, down to the whirlpool. And he said, we started up, my wife and I started up, handed, you know, lovebirds, you know, it's like their 25th year anniversary or something. And when he started out, a shiny coin caught his eye. And he bent over and it was Canadian, by the way, he picked it up and, he said, I went the whole rest of the trip looking for the money. When we got to the whirlpool, we realized, we were there. We're already there. And I missed the beauty of it all. I was looking down this whole time. Let me tell you, we're sojourning on this earth just a little while. Mm-hmm. We're having a little walk with the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Oh, woe is me. I'm like Eeyore. Remember Eeyore? That'll never work. You know, the car doesn't start. I got mitochondriac and whatever, blah, 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 you know. More letters than I can. Woe is me. Like, hey, and you're going to get to the end and you go, wow, I never saw anything else. I saw also a vision. The Lord was on the throne, high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. It's not a choo-choo train. You ladies, you know, the train, the gown, the wedding gown is like the robe, extended robe. But I want you to notice that his train filled the temple. In the old days, the kings, when they conquered another king, I wasn't there, I read this, so I'm taking this from somewhere. It's got to be true, I read it on the internet. They would take that king's train, a section of his robe, his regal attire, and they'd attach it to his train. So the more kingdoms that he conquered, the longer his train was. I saw a vision of the Lord in his temple, and his train filled the temple. What's that saying? Our Lord is the victor. He's a winner. He's like, what was it? I think there was a politician said, victory after victory after winning, 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 winning. He's a winner. We look down here, it's like, this is a tough time. This is a losing battle. It's a winning battle up there.
Yeah.
His temple, his train, victory after victory. Sometimes we forget we're actually on the winning side. The seraphims are attending. And verse 2, above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain He did fly. These beasts are found at God's throne. Keep your place and go to Revelation chapter 4. We'll be coming back. Go over to Revelation 4. Verse 8. Here's these beasts again. We're at the throne of God. And the four beasts, each of them had six wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, look what they're saying. Holy, holy, holy. I wonder what the fourth beast said. Strange, there's four beasts and only three times they said holy. I think the one beast probably ended up saying, amen. Yeah, that's cool. We'll find out a little. I'm sure that's not theologically correct. Revelation chapter 15. Verse 7, and you know, we look around this world, and sometimes it gets us down. But this is just temporary. The things we're seeing now is the reality. Can we look at another vision? Can we look at reality? Can I be encouraging to you to show you this? Yeah, it's a sojourn. It's just a brief time. But look at the facts. Look what's real, the reality of life. These things are going on forever. Our little hurts will seem as nothing. Revelation chapter 15, verse 7. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke. You're going to see that in a minute. From the glory of God. It's not tobacco or any other type of smoke. It was a pillar, fire, a cloud and such that moved through when God came down. That smoke came down when they dedicated the temple? The priests couldn't even stand in it. They had to clear out. It's just so awesome. And from his power, no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Listen, church, is there anything on earth that can compare to what we're seeing now? Someday we'll be there. Amen. I just thank God. I'm 60 years old. The way I've treated my body in the past, it's borrowed time. Amen? I'm not exactly Jack LaLanne or any of those other muscle people. I don't deserve any of it. It's all gravy. And I'm so happy, like, we can give back. I said to the church the other day, I've been a consumer most of my life. I'm the kind of person that if we took a group photograph, when the print comes out and I look at it, I don't look at how John Asquith and Ruth Ann looked. I look, how do I look in the group? And if I looked okay, then it's a good picture. I don't care about you. That's the way I am. I'm a consumer. I think about, what about me in the morning? I don't care what, you know, Sharon's up to and John. It's like, too bad. What about me? I'm hungry. But God gives me a little time. God gives us a space to repent, a little time to give back, to be a blessing, to glorify him, give him honor while we're here. This is a great thing. Back to Isaiah chapter 6. And you see one cried, verse 3, cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And check this out. Look at verse 4. You want to talk about power? And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. The power of holiness, the power of God's presence, the purity, the holiness of God. Those doorposts weren't termite infested. They weren't just something that was put in cheaply. This is the temple of God. And the posts are shaking. You've been even in this building when the singing is so loud and the power of God is here. And you just feel like you're just wonderful. Can you imagine? You don't have to imagine. We'll see it. I saw also. This is where we're going. This is the real deal. All the other stuff. Oh God, where is this stuff? Christ, already you're gonna get changed. We're going to go home someday. Be encouraged. Look up. Look for that other vision. The smoke of his glory. The house was filled with smoke, we said. In verse 5 now, then said I, he sees this. Now he sees himself as he is. Woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. When a man sees God as he is, and he sees himself as he is, his natural and honest reaction is, oops. I don't belong here. This is a holy place. That I don't fit. I'm not good. This is God's territory. I'm trespassing. And he looks around and he says, and I'm of people of unclean lips. It's not just me. Can I be so rude? But it's you too. I look around and you know what? You can't help me. You can't help me. You don't have the cure that I need. Because we're all the same. Aren't we?
Yeah.
We're the same. My religion can't help me. My work and service. You know, it's all fine, whatever. But that doesn't solve this problem. That's not going to draw me to God. But God knows. God prepares a solution. Then flew one of the seraphims, verse 6, unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. The altar was where sacrifices were made. There was a sacrifice made for us.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ, he who knew no sin, became sin for us.
Thank you, God.
What a thing. What a thing. What a man.
Would,
a friend of ours just died with COVID about 3 months ago. His name's Al. And we kind of grew up together. He was 58. Al and Heidi had a ranch house in Spencerport, New York. When I came back from Vietnam, I was sort of confused and bewildered, shocked. You know what that guy did? He let me use his garage to set up a wood shop so I could kind of get my feet back on the ground. When I'm cutting wood, my feet are on the ground. When I'm making things, I'm feeling good. When I'm engineering little projects, I'm feeling I'm there. That man let me set up my shop in his whole garage. What man does that? What man gives his garage to somebody else? You know what I'm saying? What a lover of that he was for me.
Yeah.
How he loved me. How did the Lord Jesus Christ love you? He didn't lend you his garage. He gave his blood. He died. He died for you. He was the sacrifice, the only thing that would work. And he laid it upon my mouth, verse 7, and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips. Remember, he said, I'm a man of unclean lips. So God addresses the problem. He laid it on his lips. His lips are fixed. His lips are clean. I was a man of unclean heart. Amen? God touched my heart.
Amen.
God is so good. Thine iniquity is taken away. Your gross sin, things that hurt people, it's taken away. It's taken away. Praise God. And thy sin is purged. What a blessing. What a blessing. I don't even need notes. Who needs notes, right? This is so easy. What a vision. And then finally, he sees service. He sees God. He sees himself. Now he sees a little service. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Can I participate? Can I be a part of this work? Are you kidding me? You would allow me? Could I do that? Could I be a member? Could I help? Could I give $5 to this or that? Or could I go to Vietnam? Could I do anything, God? Could I do something that would be good for you? Oh, here am I, send me. All day long, here am I, send me. Listen, in the missions conferences, we're always trying to send young people, usually young people, they're more gullible. Send people out. Send them out. Send them out. But it's been said, and it's true, before God calls a man or a woman to any work, he calls that person to himself first.
Yeah. Come
on. You've got to see God. You got to know the power of his holiness. You got to know who you're working for. And then you'll go willingly.
Amen.
You'll go with joy. You'll count every day a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is to be here in this church. I didn't know that Tim McVeigh had been here. I heard he was Shanghaied to stay here, right? Kind of kept him. And what a blessing. What a blessing we have the opportunity and the freedom to just have meetings and talk about the Lord, to sing, to exercise. You all have some gifts. You're a great singer. You're just a motivator. You're a great reader. You have understanding in different things. Good. God will allow you to take your gift and bring it to the church to build, to be an edifier. You know how fun it is? How much joy it is to be a giver? Church, thank you. Pastor, thank you. You've been a giver to me in our ministry. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you. I appreciate each of you. I pray I don't hurt you. I pray, my prayer is that you'd be edified.
Amen.
These are tough days. I think we're coming out of some of it, the COVID or whatever. They'll find some other thing. You know, or they'll find another thing. There's always something down the road. We gotta herd you in this direction or buy this or you know, there'll always be something. There'll always be sadness because we love people, and we have to say goodbye for a while, just for a while. And there's hurt. God gives us hurt. But I saw also, I'm not looking only on this vision. It's not that I'm ignorant of what's happening But I see another vision.
Amen.
I see the reality. That's why we're here. Amen?
Amen.
God is real. The throne of God, the power of God is real. And we're a part of it.
Amen.
We're a part of it. Praise God. Praise God. I just love it. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen.